that things would ever change. I looked in my mirror today at the lines on my face. Seems time has left his mark on me.
Of bluegrass music very well, the slow songs and the fast classic songs, don't they? Excellent band. I never saw them live. I would like to have seen them very much. They're just a nice way of working together that I really enjoy, and I hope you did that one too. I'll go back to some classic bluegrass music from the Johnson Mountain Boys. Right through the 1980s, people thought they were the future of bluegrass music, sort of capturing some of the classic sounds as well as introducing new songs into the genre. Dudley Connell on vocals and guitar, Tom Adams on vocals and banjo, David McLaughlin on vocals and mandolin, Eddie Stubbs on vocals and fiddle, and Earl Yeager on bass. And here's a classic Stanley Brothers tune called Our Last Goodbye, Johnson Mountain Boys.
Oh, the nights are lonely here without you. How
that was a live performance. They had a very percussive rhythm, didn't they? A very driving, very tight sound. Johnson Mountain Boys, that was. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music I love from my shelves at home. I've got shelves full of LPs and CDs. I play mostly from CDs these days, and the ones that I use mostly I've copied the LPs onto CDs so that they're very readily available. But I'm very fortunate to be able to work in a studio that's got a record player as well as CD players these days. Mostly they tell you just do it with MP3s and load them in and play them, but that's sort of not so much my style really. I like the old-fashioned way. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on podcasts. I'm delighted that you have found Back Porch Bluegrass and can tune in frequently. And there's all over the world people are listening on podcasts, so I'm told. And we get figures that show that most of our listeners are probably in the USA, but we get them in Australia, throughout New Zealand, South Africa, Europe as well, Switzerland, Holland, lots of people listening in Europe. And I'm glad that you can find Back Porch Bluegrass and enjoy. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts maybe, iHeartRadio, or direct from Free FM. There's a whole lot of shows lined up there that you can listen to anytime. So thanks very much for taking the effort to tune in. Lots of people are listening on the Access Radio stations. This show is syndicated throughout the Access Radio stations in New Zealand and also in stations in Canada as well. Thank you very much to my friends over in Canada who listen to Back Porch Bluegrass at all different times of the night and day. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA takes Back Porch Bluegrass, as does the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. So I'm everywhere, folks, and playing bluegrass music, which is good music to listen to, and I hope it accompanies your day or night very successfully. I'm going to hear a song from Pam Crow, Pam Finlay. She is now a lady who worked with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we recorded some with her. We got her into the group because we didn't have a fiddle player any longer. Colleen was living and working overseas, and having a female vocalist made a real difference to our sound, gave us a wide range of music to choose from, and Pam did a great job of both slow songs and fast songs. And here's one that we borrowed from Alison Krauss that I think you're going to enjoy. It's one called Ghost in This House. Here comes Pam.
I don't pick up the distinctness has.
That's Pam Finlay singing Ghost in This House and doing a fine job of it. Time for a fiddle tune. The Dillards got together with Byron Berline, who was a young fiddle player from Oklahoma, and he was hanging around in Los Angeles, and got together with the Dillards and did an album of fiddle tunes, mostly tunes he'd learnt from his dad, and it's more from the sort of Western fiddle repertoire rather than the Appalachian fiddle repertoire, and it's got some neat tunes in it. Here's Byron Berline with the Dillards playing Wild John. Let's have a listen. Fiddle tune from Byron Berline. We always thought he was a great fiddle player and played very clearly and lots of nice turns of phrase. And we learned our band name from him at this same album. Hamilton County is the name of the fiddle tune, and we thought that's a great name for a band like us. So Byron Berline was a big influence on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with a song called Would You Care, which is a pretty neat title for a song. And this time Mike is singing the lead.
Deep. I wonder if you would
Oh, big vocal finish there. Interesting song. She doesn't, sounds like she doesn't inspire confidence. I better not say things like that on air. Time for a gospel song from the album Across the Miles. It's third time out again with a song called Sail On to the Promised Land.
Lost and all alone on life's dark and stormy sea, tossed upon the waves of torment and agony. I cried, oh Lord up above, help me find a quiet home. When a voice from up on high in that storm there soon arose, saying, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Though dark waters roll around you, worry not, you're in my hands. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. Searched the sky above, then and there I saw the light. As the star shone even brighter, how I gloried in its sight. With firm hands on the wheel, I set course upon the star, praising God that I had heard his sweet voice from afar, saying, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Though dark waters roll around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. That I've been saved, even more that I've been shown. Though we may have trials and troubles, we should never feel alone. We're not born but just to die, leaving trouble in our way. When he leads you from on high, let his course be what you take. Oh, he said, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Though dark waters roll around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. Though dark waters roll around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land.
There you go, third time out with a gospel song. Well, we're just about getting to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll try and put as much variety into it as I can, some of the old music, some of the newer songs. But this is a classic bluegrass song. We used to enjoy doing this song called Teardrops in My Eyes, and it's from the Friendly City Playboys. This is recorded live at the Union Grove Fiddlers Convention in 1961. Warren Pinnix on bass and vocals, Archie Callahan on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo, and Ronald Pinnix on guitar. And it's a classic song. We used to have lots of fun singing this one, Teardrops in My Eyes. Goes like this.
Next band is the Friendly City Playboys from Kernsville, North Carolina, Warren Pinnix.
Thank you very much, and I would like to introduce the rest of the members of the band. On the fiddle, we have Archie Callahan from Dobson, North Carolina, On the banjo, we have Billy Edwards from High Point, North Carolina. And on the guitar, we have Ronald Penix from Region. And our first number is Teardrops in My Eyes.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
This is Bird Note. In spring and summer, yellow warblers sing from treetops in city parks and streamsides from Mexico to Canada. These lemon-yellow birds especially love willow trees near running water, perfect for building a nest and finding food. Males have red streaks on their breasts. In some areas of the Caribbean and Central America, the males may also have chestnut-colored hoods or caps. Females are a shade paler yellow and have unstreaked breasts. The sexes split up nesting duties. The female incubates the eggs, while the male brings food for his mate and chicks. Though common, yellow warblers face imminent challenges. Over time, yellow warbler populations have adapted genetically to their local climates. That makes them vulnerable to environmental shifts, which could cause the species to lose much of its breeding range in the U.S. by 2080. Yellow warbler chicks are at risk during spring heat waves, and wildfires can destroy trees along stream banks. So addressing climate change means creating a more sustainable future for ourselves, but also keeping our most familiar and beloved birds around too. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. A special thank you to artist Heidi Stavrevsky for designing our 20th anniversary logo, which beautifully captures two decades of Bird Note storytelling. See the design at birdnote.org.
You're tuned into